This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, you've got Ian.
And Mark.
It's the live Sunday edition of the program, and still plenty of things of interest to you, perhaps, to talk about. The $170 hamburger. We'll tell you where you'll find that and why it matters. Let's go first, though, to your phone calls and thoughts. Tony is on the line in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tony.
How you doing?
Hey, Tony. What's on your mind?
I'm going to bring this to you as simplified as I can.
Okay, good. I need that.
I feel that the generation of today, the way they're being educated, is not education. It's indoctrination. Mm. And the indoctrination is putting concepts into their mind that are so confusing that it's creating an illogical generation. And I could state it very simply with the geometry of Euclidean. If A equals B and B equals C, then you can conclude
A equals A.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay. But the word if you don't put the word if, you can't say A equals B, B equals C, and C equals A. Would you agree with that?
Are you saying you can or can't say that?
If you don't use the word if, what are you saying?
Well, I mean, it would depend on the context. Are you saying that A equals B, or are you alleging that A equals B? I don't know. I guess it just takes away some of the context.
Yeah, it's just making a statement at that point rather than it exactly. Changes the statement, I guess. Yeah.
Exactly. So now, if I say Euclidean said no 2 points, you could occupy the same space at the same time, A could never equal B.
Did he say that?
I said Euclidean said.
Euclid said that? Okay, I gotcha.
No 2 points could occupy the same...
Well, that's false. Space. We're not talking about
right,
points
we're not talking
versus
about points.
Math.
You're using A as a variable in that circumstance. So A can equal 4, and 4 can equal 4, and 4 can equal 4 if 4 equals 4. I mean, so that...
Well, your mathematics is flawed.
Okay.
Because in order for you to say that, you have to say if 4 equals 4. You can't make a declarative statement because you have no frame of reference. So when Einstein said E equals MC squared, he didn't say if. He just made the statement it does.
Yeah.
And if you can't prove something...
Well, you've got to disprove it, right? Like, you know, he's made this statement, he makes...
No, I don't think you do. He has to prove his statement.
Yeah, but when you put some theory forward, and, you know, in science, right, and I'm not a scientist, this is my understanding of the scientific method, you put forward your evidence of the theory that you're putting out there, and then it behooves others to disprove that theory by trying to reproduce the experiments, or to prove the theory, to validate the theory by reproducing the experiments, or reproducing the experiments and disproving the theory. So it was put forth as a theory, was it not?
Well, it was put forth as a model to be measured. You could measure.
What does all this have to do with the millennials?
Yeah, bring it around for me.
I'll tell you. They no longer have the understanding that there are frames of reference. There are certain things that cannot be done. So So now they live with a mindset that everything is possible. So now somewhere in their deep,
I would say pretty much anything is possible.
See,
I mean,
now
if you put your mind to it.
I do too.
Yeah, I buy that. I buy that.
Can you square the circle?
Are you asking if you can break the rules of geometry? Okay, fine. There are certain rules to the world that that we live in, but science and technology have managed to bend those rules fairly effectively in a lot of ways over time. Things that were previously believed to be impossible turned out to be possible. I mean, no one ever thought humans would be able to fly, and certainly we're not flying with the assistance of grown wings or anything like that, but engineering did get around that problem.
What?
In imagination.
You're buying the illusion that we invented reality. We just copied it.
Now you're getting pretty esoteric here. I mean, hold on. You're saying I bought the illusion that we invented reality. You said we just copied it. What does that mean?
You just said we fly. We do not fly. We go aboard a craft that is a replica of what
you're mincing words, and I appreciate that. But ultimately, I think most people understood what I meant, which is why I even clarified so far as to say not that we had grown wings or we were personally flying, but eventually, I mean, somebody's, I think, isn't somebody working on a jetpack? That's a thing, isn't
it? They've got little jetpacks. They'll jump out of planes.
Well, so
they're looking for a light particle that don't exist. They're looking for things that don't exist.
Well, sometimes you have to look for things that don't exist before you find them. You have to look in places that you're not expecting.
But science only can use measurement to conclude. And if your indicator is flawed, then your hypothetical is flawed. All mathematics is flawed because you cannot authenticate anything. And your 4 plus 4...
Well, you're getting a little time cubey here at this point. To say that mathematics is flawed, mathematics are a way to describe the world around us.
I recall doing proofs in algebra, in geometry.
I mean, mathematics is pretty much immutable. These are the rules of the universe.
Well, let me ask you this then. Why can't you get rid of the zero to the zero power is one? If you got nothing and you raise it to the zero power, you wind up with
I've never heard of that. Is that true? Zero to the zero power is one. I've never heard that one.
Doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, I'll have to check on that one. Tony, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it.
Multiply zero to zero times itself zero times is one?
No, zero times zero would be zero squared.
Multiplying zero times itself zero times is zero, right?
I thought he said zero to the first power. What did he say? I thought it was zero to the first.
Raising whatever to the zero power.
It was zero to the zero power. Okay. I got to say, it's been a while since I've been in math class. It's been probably almost 20 years since I've taken a math class, and I don't remember
One of our listeners will get into it, but, clearly 4 is 4 in my world.
Well, you know, and this kind of reminds me of a conversation I was having with TJ the Spy about these cranks, was the word that he used. People who would write to the Massachusetts Institute of Technology trying to prove, oh my God, I forget what the mathematical thing was, but there's this a concept in math that has, you know, for decades been
unprovable, essentially.
You know, essentially has been accepted by the mathematicians out there, and these guys are trying to disprove it. And they, you know, they believe that they're brilliant and that they found some way of disproving it. I'm sure TJ would actually be able to tell this story if he were here. But so they get these treatises from these geniuses who believe that they have been the one to sort of crack the code, if you will. And no, it's just, sorry, you're wrong. And if you read these cranks and what they write, you know, eventually you can find their error, whatever it was that the math error that they made in trying to disprove this thing. And ultimately, they're all wrong. No one has ever been able to do that. I'm sorry. To all of you math people out there, there's probably some math geeks who are like shouting at the radio, oh, it's that thing, that theorem, or whatever. And of course, I sound like a damn fool because I don't know what I'm talking about.
Well, you know, when we're talk show hosts, we're not supposed to know all the unsolved.
Yes, I became
a
talk show host, and I got into radio because I didn't want to do math and stuff like that.
I thought we did pretty good with the Euclidean stuff, frankly.
I think we held our own in that conversation. But he may have been crazy, so that may have been why, Mark.
I don't know. I mean, he's the smartest guy in the room. I don't know.
Toll-free number is 855.
though. I got that part.
453. That's 855-450-3733. I'll see if I can bug TJ to find out what the name of that thing is. That way I can at least inform you better. This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username for you is LRN. Relief.fm. And with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Bernie Sanders has come to represent the new socialist movement in America, and it gives us an incredible opportunity to address his supporters in a rational, courteous, and dignified way. Fortunately for us right now, we've got Roger Veer on the side of freedom, and he's laid out an incredible challenge. Adam Kokesh has agreed to meet Bernie Sanders in any city in America on any day between now and the end of the year for a friendly debate on socialism versus voluntarism, in which Bernie gets to choose the objective moderator. And to sweeten the deal, Roger Veer, a.k.a. Bitcoin Jesus, has offered that upon completion of a three-hour debate in which both men have equal time, he'll donate a total of $100,000 worth of Bitcoin to the charity of each man's choice.
$100,000 to the charity of each man's choice?
Meaning $50,000 apiece. So learn more at bernie.freetalklive.com. That's bernie.freetalklive.com.
Yep, that's a deal that no one can refuse, right?
Oh, well, apparently he hasn't responded yet. So,
really?
Not that I've heard. I would presume we would have been given an update by Roger had Bernie responded.
Here's an update. It's Bitcoin Pizza Day.
Tell our listeners what that means.
Well, in 2010, on this day, May the 22nd, 2010, the first purchase was made ever with Bitcoin.
In 2010?
Yes.
So it actually took a while for someone to buy something with Bitcoin, because Bitcoin came out in 2009, right?
Yeah, it was just an experiment earlier, because at first in 2009, most of the mining was done by Satoshi Nakamoto, not anybody else. And there were, a couple other people, but they weren't, it was an idea, it was an experiment. So maybe a year later, let's try using this for something. And the guy said he'd like to have two pizzas delivered to his door in exchange for 10,000 bitcoins. Those bitcoins today would be worth...
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Bitcoin's down today. It's down to, like 435 or something like that?
Yeah, so like $435,000.
So that's $4.35 million.
Yeah, I'm sorry, $4.3 million, yeah.
So had the person who bought those... pizzas, or rather who had sold the pizzas, kept those 10,000 bitcoins, they would be very independently wealthy.
They probably are anyway. They were probably mining Bitcoin, and somebody had to do something.
Yeah.
Like, all the purchases that have been made with Bitcoin up to this point sort of have made Bitcoin what it is today. So... yeah, they had to do that.
If you want to learn more about Bitcoin, it is a decentralized currency not created by a bank or government, and it's amazing. You should go to Bitcoin.com to learn more. That's Bitcoin.com. As we go to Daryl, he's calling us from Austin, Texas, the site of the showdown between the government and, or one of the sites, because Portsmouth, New Hampshire is another one, but Austin, Texas, the most recent showdown between the government and the ride-sharing companies, which drove Uber and Lyft out of town. Daryl, you're back on Free Talk Live. You've been giving us kind of updates on things there, but what else is going on? I don't know if that was why you're calling tonight, so go ahead.
Well, actually, I heard you talking to the guy about the jury trial, and actually I got called up for jury duty about a month or so ago, not too long ago, and what the judge explained to us, and the judge was pretty, he came in and he was pretty calm, wasn't Mr. Stout guy. He was kind of pretty calm, kind of a little bit slightly relaxed. He goes, here's why we have a jury trial. In Texas, if you're accused of a crime, you have the right to a jury trial no matter what. And he also said that since for a traffic case, the case we were called up for was a running the red light, he said that because you can't get jail time for this crime, you don't have a right to an attorney, but according to Texas law, the government has to be represented by an attorney. He said if a person is going to go to jail for the crime, then they have to give them an attorney. And also he said that there are exceptions to the rule for not getting an attorney, like if you're mentally incompetent or you're a minor or some other things like that.
Mentally incompetent people don't get attorneys?
No, mentally incompetent people do get attorneys.
Okay.
It's just like for like running the red light or speeding ticket, since you technically can't go to jail for that if you get convicted.
Oh, you don't get an attorney. I see.
You don't get an attorney. But no matter what the crime, that the government's prosecuting, that the government has to have an attorney represent itself, because the government is not a person, it's an entity, I guess.
Right. I would imagine most of the jurors would be pretty put out by being on one's speeding ticket you know, bench. I would think that they'd be kind of annoyed that their time is being wasted over a $250 ticket.
The problem is they should be annoyed at the state.
No, but they don't.
Right. Yeah. They're not mad at the state. They're mad at the victim, the person who's received the ticket, even though everyone on the jury sped. They probably sped to get to the trial.
Indeed.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And it's really funny, as I was there, and what they say when you get called for jury duty, and I wasn't picked for jury duty, so they don't pick jurors. They disqualify people pretty much as once they get the number of jurors, you can be disqualified. The fact is we can't have more than so many. So it's kind of, Texas has a weird law where everybody's qualified to be a juror until we disqualify them, which is kind of weird.
Daryl, was there more you wanted to share tonight?
Yes. I was able to this weekend actually drive for one of the couple of new services, and it's, you know, they're having some growing pain issues, but it's working out well. And I've talked to Uber, and they are working on coming back, but they are still fighting with the city, and they've got some lawyers involved in that. And also a T-Ride out of, which is another rideshare service out of Oklahoma City, is planning to start here in Austin on, like, June 15th.
So how many new ride-sharing services are in town? Uber and Lyft, the two big boys, left Austin. How many are now in their place?
We have three or four, depending. We have Wings, which pretty much just does pre-scheduled airport runs. We have Go Get Me, which has been here since December. Fare just started Friday night. I did drive a couple things for Fare on Saturday, and then
another new one coming in. T-Ride's
T-Ride's coming in.
T-Ride, and then Arcade City is there as well. So that's like four or five. Very cool.
And we have one more Fasten that's coming in out of Boston.
Fasten. All right. Very good. Daryl, thanks for the call. The update there is interesting. So you got now more competition in the city of Austin for ride sharing than ever before. But, of course, presumably these companies are jumping through the government hoops. So
you think so?
Well, I mean, most of them are, you know, actual corporations. They're not like Arcade City, which is sort of a decentralized
ride sharing. What's Austin going to do about
it? Ride-sharing. They'll come at them.
How?
Legally.
For what?
For operating a business inside their city ordinance.
Letting somebody use an app?
Well, there's a reason why these companies aren't going up against the city of Austin. They're just walking. I mean, Uber and Lyft have taken off. They've left town. They, you know, in some places they fight it out, in others they don't. Why did they walk out of Austin? Maybe it's because they don't want to have the Austin government come at them. I don't know. Because in Portsmouth, in New Hampshire, there was a similar conflict with the Uber. Now, Lyft doesn't operate in New Hampshire, but Uber does in parts of New Hampshire. And here, Uber basically told their drivers, hey, if you want to keep driving, we'll actually pay, you know, we'll provide you the attorney when the city comes after you. So why would they take that approach in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, but not the same approach in Austin, Texas?
Don't want to make their drivers angry?
I don't get that. 855-450-FREE, I think it has more to do with what they might face as far as penalty. But what do you think? It's Free Talk Live.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the foods your family loves. And the best part is, the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat, even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, the live Sunday edition of the program. You're invited to join us on the radio here with you tonight, Ian.
And Mark.
We've got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Feel free to call us there or call toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, we've just discovered, moments ago off the air, we discovered a new list. A new economic freedom list.
Oh, good.
We do love ourselves a list of the countries of the world and ranking them on varieties of, you know, categories of, you know, data. What are the most free countries as far as reporters? There's the Reporters Without Borders list. There's the Economic Freedom Index of the World, which is done by...
Social Freedom Indexes, too.
That's a newer one that we've seen recently. There's a couple of Economic Freedom Indexes, one by the Heritage Foundation, another one by the Fraser Institute, I believe.
Freedom of Speech lists. Yeah, there's all kinds of lists out there. And I think that they're useful for a few reasons. A, if you're a young person and you're looking and, you know, certain things are important to you, might be a good idea to, you know, have a list like this to decide which country
you
want to live
go
in, right?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, all that indoctrination you got in school where you're forced to say the pledge, some kids it doesn't stick to. They want to go and try some other stuff out. Secondly, it's good because the same indoctrination you got that this is the greatest country on earth, and it may be the greatest country, but some people will say it's the freest country. And at this point, that may have been true when you and I were told it in 1976, but it doesn't seem to be the case any longer.
So this new one is the Doing Business Index, and we'll talk more about that coming up here. Your calls, of course, come first. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Modern states commonly deploy coercion in a wide array of circumstances in which the resort to force would clearly be wrong for any private agent. What entitles the state to behave in this manner, and why should citizens obey its commands? In The Problem with Political Authority, Michael Humer examines theories of political authority, from the social contract theory to theories of democratic authorization to fairness and consequence-based theories. Ultimately, no theory of authority succeeds, and thus no government has the kind of authority often ascribed to them. Humer goes on to discuss how voluntary and competitive institutions could provide central goods for the sake of which the state is often deemed necessary, including law, protection from private criminals, and national security. An orderly and livable society thus does not require acquiescence in the illusion of political authority. Find The Problem with Political Authority by Michael Humer on Amazon and in all major bookstores. Now, of course, you can bring up anything that you want here on Free Talk Live, but usually in order to do that, our internet connection is required to work because we use a system that connects us to our network over in Minnesota that allows us here in New Hampshire to actually control the phone lines, to answer the calls, and to put somebody on hold. But right now, for whatever reason, that system is not responding. So if our board operator is monitoring actively and, wants to put our caller on the line, we would love to talk to the gentleman who is on hold, whose name I've forgotten because it's not in front of me.
Can't see it
at the moment. I think it was David. So,
David.
Oh, we do have him there. Is it David?
No, Parker.
Sorry, Parker.
Welcome, Parker.
You're on the radio on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Cool. So, you guys were just talking in the last segment, or maybe in this segment, about Uber. Now, I work for a security company. I'm actually on the job right now. I'm listening to the radio. But I have this idea that might work towards our goal of having a stateless society, which is to have security sharing services or something similar to Uber, but it is tailored towards the security business or justice or something like that. So I don't know exactly how that would work, but we gotta work towards that if we can.
Yeah, so, I mean, yeah, exactly how that would work, you know, would the app be like Uber where you can see the cops walking around? That might actually be more useful for a criminal than it would for the customer. But nonetheless, I think that we will see some interesting innovations once the government gets out of the way of some of these services. We were talking about Humer's book, The Problem with Political Authority, where he talks about how law and protection from private criminals could be done without the auspices of the state. And the thing is, we don't know what that's going to look like right now. We can sit here and hypothesize about it. You know, we can theorize on what we believe it might end up looking like. But what the market ends up providing as far as security services may be something beyond our wildest dreams. It may be far better than what people have thought up, right?
Well, I mean, one thing that I kind of have an idea of is I kind of think when I'm off duty and when I'm just in my spare time, I could basically get a different uniform that I create myself online, kind of refurbish my vehicle. So I've got like the old school 1940s single strobe light that's red, and just go out on patrols and get like a police scanner. And basically, if someone gets pulled over, confront the cop and say, hey, what you're doing is wrong. You are harassing this person with the intent to commit assault and or kill this person. I suggest that you leave this person alone and let him go on his way.
You know, it's basically,
you're going to prison.
No, that's what cop blockers do.
Not with the red light on the top of their car.
Oh, the red light. Yeah, that part's illegal.
Yeah, but you wear a specialized uniform and...
uniforms aren't illegal.
And just telling you, man, you got to be careful.
Are you familiar with cop blocking?
Yeah, I'm. But they just watch the cops.
No. That's cop watch. So originally, cop watch was before cop blocking, and that the cop watch people were instructed to just observe. But cop blocking, sort of the differentiation between a cop watcher and a cop blocker, is a cop blocker is someone who's willing to get involved in the situation and do sort of the things that you're talking about doing, giving people suggestions about how to interact with the police in the middle of their interaction with the police. I mean, so for instance, I've gone up to people's car windows after the cop, so a cop pulls somebody over, I'm on the scene, I go up after the cop grabs, you know, gets their license and walks back to his car, I'll walk up and hand that person a Know Your Rights card. You know, or I'll ask the person if it's okay if I record the scene, you know, how they feel about that. Because some people don't like that, but some people really appreciate it. So putting yourself into that situation, telling the cop how you feel about what they're doing, or giving that person information that could possibly assist them in protecting their rights, these are all things that a cop blocker can and could possibly do, and many have. So what you're saying has already been done. I don't know. Some cop blockers have gear, you know, they have t-shirts and things like that. If you want to call that a uniform, I don't know if that's the right word for it, but it's certainly an identifying factor.
What about trying to kind of be like a vigilante? Like, think of anything from like the Green Hornet or something like that, and basically trying to deliberately find ways to go after the police and to find ways to administrate justice in some way, to basically get third-party moderators like lawyers that know the law and sympathize with what we're trying to do and use the system or use a system against them.
I'm not sure what you're describing there. So when you say go after the police like a superhero, what do you mean?
Yeah, I hear bam, pow, whop.
What I mean is, like, so we all agree that that arrests are basically just kidnapping.
We agree with that. Sometimes they're kidnapping that makes perfectly good sense to me. I would consider it legitimate kidnapping. But yes, we are claiming that I think that it's fair to say that police officers are just people, and that the little piece of metal that they carry on their chest represents, frankly, nothing.
Right. Taxation is theft, things like that. The idea is, if they can't do these things without being in the moral wrong, then no one can. And so, because they're doing these things, I'm going to take the moral high ground, and I'm going to do whatever I have to enforce natural law.
I want to know more about this. I think this is fascinating what you're talking about here, and I'm not sure exactly what you are proposing, and I would like to know more about it. Stand by, Parker, because obviously inserting yourself too much in a situation will get you arrested. You don't want to cross the line into interfering with a police investigation. Let's talk about that. It's Free Talk Live.
Dentist office, may I help you?
Hi, I'd like to cancel my teeth whitening appointment.
Oh, may I ask why?
I found a teeth whitener that works in 5 minutes that I can do from home.
Can I ask what it is?
It's called Power Swabs, and it whitens your teeth in 5 minutes, doesn't leave my teeth feeling sensitive, and it's a lot less expensive than visiting the dentist.
Hi, I'm John Greenhut, the CEO of Power Swabs, and if you want to whiten your teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days, then try Power Swabs. There's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth and you're done. It removes stains on natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. Try Power Swabs risk-free. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387. I guarantee your friends and coworkers will be wowed by your new white smile. Try it risk-free and get free shipping and handling today. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the foods your family loves. And the best part is, the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat, even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. And you can join us here toll-free, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about what to do to help people who are attacked by the police. And I consider an attack by the police to be even just getting pulled over for a speeding ticket. They're taking away your freedom. It's a temporary kidnapping, basically. They don't take you somewhere, but they do take you away from your ability to leave wherever it is that you are. And we've got Parker on the line. We're going to get back to that discussion here because I think there's some interesting things that, first of all, I'm not exactly sure what he's proposing. It sounds like interfering with police investigations. And
it sounds like a bad idea, but I'm interested in hearing more.
I think you need to be very cautious when you start doing this, and I'm someone who has some experience with cop blocking, quite a bit of it, so we're going to get back into that. But I want you to know about one of the things that is holding the police in the place where they are, and that is in this position of power over us, is the most dangerous superstition. It's the root cause of most of society's ills, and it's neither malice nor negligence, but a mere superstition, an unquestioned assumption which has been accepted on faith by nearly everyone, maybe even you, of all ages, races, religions, education, and income levels. If people were able to recognize this one belief for what it is, an utterly irrational, self-contradictory, and horribly destructive myth, most of the violence, oppression, and injustice in the world would cease. But that will happen only when people dare to honestly and objectively re-examine their belief systems. The Most Dangerous Superstition by Larkin Rose exposes this myth for what it is, showing how nearly everyone, as a result of one particular unquestioned assumption, is directly contributing to violence and oppression without even realizing it. If you imagine yourself to be a compassionate, peace-loving, civilized human being, you must read this book. Find The Most Dangerous Superstition on Amazon and over at LarkinRose.com. Because part of switching from this system that we have now, this one-size-fits-all government protection system, which sometimes protects people and many times oppresses people, with their laws of prohibition and other malum prohibitums where, you know, something that you do or possess is deemed illegal and so they put you in a cage. in the system that I think most of us would envision, that would not exist. Even under a governmental system, those malum prohibitums, those prohibitions would not exist. And that would probably make the government police a lot more efficient and better at doing what they do, which should be going after actual criminals. But Parker in Washington is talking about a bigger idea than that. You're talking about actually creating some sort of alternative. At least that's what I've understood so far, and so correct me if I get this wrong, Parker. You were talking about creating some kind of alternative that could intervene somehow in people's interactions with police or perhaps before the police get involved to help solve crimes or help people interact with the police in a more safe manner. Is that kind of what you were talking about?
It's kind of the idea. It's kind of what I'm going towards, but I want to... I'm kind of thinking, of like a citizen's arrest, right? Where if someone is doing something wrong, be it a private citizen or a government agent, if someone is doing something wrong, you have the power to arrest that person and to keep them in that area until an authority shows up. Now, oftentimes the quote-unquote authorities are nothing more than goons with a badge and a gun. They aren't actually any real legitimate authority. This is where my idea comes in, where instead of calling the cops, we would basically tell them, all right, we are arresting you. Well, you call your boss or whatever and tell them that you are being arrested, and we're going to take you to a secure facility where you'll have the option or the ability to get legal representation. We're going to work with your legal counsel or representation in order to find a third-party moderator that works for all parties.
And you're talking about building this alongside of the existing government police to compete with them?
To run them out of business.
You'll be arrested for running a gang.
No, you're not going to be arrested for running a gang. You're going to get shot and killed. But I will say that there are organizations that attempt to do things like this. There are sort of citizens groups, often sovereign citizen types.
That actually take people into custody?
No, they'll sort of start councils, and they'll say, you know, this judge has done some things that are illegal. They'll send papers, and they'll
create their own courts.
Yeah, they'll create their own courts, and they'll do stuff like that. And
we've never heard of them actually putting someone in, taking someone into custody.
No. This is a step beyond that was...
This is
a way to avoid jail by entering a coffin. And I would say that, we're so far from whatever plan you're talking about that this is highly dangerous.
Let me give you some other... Go ahead.
So essentially what you're saying is not only is it infeasible and not possible, it's ill-advised.
Yeah, you're going to get arrested at the very least, and maybe, you know, Mark thinks you're going to get killed. I mean, they're going to see this as a competing gang. They're going to see you as kidnapping people, because when the cops do it, they are legally able to do it. They get a pass when it comes to murder and kidnapping if it's all done in the name of the law. But when private people do it, then it's a completely different story. And unfortunately, they're going to continue to hold that monopoly as long as they possibly can. And I don't think you're going to be able to out-compete them, because they've got more funding than you do. Plus, they have the legitimacy factor where people look at them as the authorities and they won't see you in the same way. And that's one of the things that has to change is, you know, in addition to offering other services that could compete with the police, you have to change how people think about the police. And if people still believe in the police, if people still hold the idea that the police are keeping anarchy at bay and they're, you know, keeping criminals away from them just by virtue of existing and prosecuting people every now and then, you're never going to be able to provide an alternative to them that they're going to take seriously. So changing people's minds is one of the most difficult parts of all this. I'll give you a more specific example of how this works. When you're out on the streets doing cop block or even just cop watch, you'll find that there's a certain segment of the population who, even though they're being oppressed by the police, they want it. They believe that they did something wrong by, let's say, drinking underage. You know, obviously not a crime, didn't hurt anybody, just another, you know, prohibition that's ridiculous and needs to go away. And even though they knew that they weren't doing anything wrong before they got caught, after they get caught, they seem genuinely sorry and act like, oh, darn, you cops are right, I really did a bad thing here and I deserve whatever it is that I get. I was in jail with people like that, people who had... when I was there for civil disobedience, there were people in the jail with me who were like self-beating, self-flagellating individuals who were like, you know, basically completely accepting of their punishment. They thought they had done something wrong, even though their crime didn't actually involve a victim. Or people who are being harassed by the street, the police on the streets, who don't want to be recorded by Cop Watch or by Cop Block. That's because they like what the police are doing to them. They have a respect for the police, even though they are, even though they're sort of lined up against them in this particular situation where the police are and should be their adversary, and they should see them as their adversary, but they don't. They see them as, like, their protector. It's crazy.
Well, I mean, how do we break the monopoly? That's the key here.
That's an excellent question. And so I've got some suggestions as to some steps that we can take to get in that direction, because I want the same thing. I don't want to have a monopoly over anything. I don't want the government to be the only choice in the marketplace. So here's a couple of suggestions. Sell 411. Have you heard about this?
Yeah, I've heard about it. That would be one of the ideas I have that would be used with what I want to do. But like what you said, bad idea.
Sell 411 is a great idea, and
sell 411 is a great idea. The idea that we were talking about earlier, before we mentioned sell 411,
yeah, of arresting people and taking them into your own system, that's not going to work. But sell 411 could allow people to avoid calling the police in the first place, and if you can do that helps. That helps what you're talking about, getting towards the goal of people relying on something besides the police. In the case of Cell 411, it's an app. So for listeners that aren't familiar, you can go to getcell411.com. You can download it for your Apple device or your Android device. And it is a GPS-based text messaging app, basically. That's not the right word. Text message isn't the right word. A GPS-based alerts app where you can send out an alert to your friends or even total strangers who are set into what's called patrol mode. I got a patrol mode alert the other night, actually, but it was from too far away, so I actually had my radius on too far. But anyway, you can set how far away of notices you want to get from your friends. They can come from anywhere. So if a friend of mine gets in trouble, they can send a cell 411 alert if it's from a police harassment, if it's from a fire, if it's a medical emergency, or whatever. There's like a dozen different things that they can send out. They get broken down on the side of the road. They send one of these cell 411 alerts out, and it's their friends who receive it, or other people in the community who are concerned and possibly willing to assist. The more people can get on board with Cell 411, the more connections can be made for assisting people outside of the existing 911 emergency services system. So I think that's a good first step, and I've got some more ideas. Parker, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Another one is to get people together in a large numbers, concentrate people who actually want these ideas together in the same place. And we'll talk more about that, as well as some other specific suggestions on how to avoid having to deal with the police for other people. It's Free Talk Live, all coming up. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.